I'm Danielle McCartan here at Jets running back Matt Forte. We're at Project 375. What does it mean to come out and support your teammate, Brandon Marshall?
Oh, it means a lot. You know, Brandon obviously is big in the community and as well as myself. And, you know, we all support each other, whether it's on the field or off the field.
So what charity do you have going?
My charity is, I don't want to plug my charity at his event, but it's Matt Forte, What's Your Forte Foundation, where we help at-risk youth get scholarships and, you know, see them through school, make sure they get good grades and continue their education.
Very cool. So I heard Brandon was just talking before how you guys have intense ping pong battles, and he said he's the reigning champion, I believe.
Nah, I beg to differ. Actually, the reigning champion is Eric Decker.
Okay.
Brandon came in second place, but when we were in Chicago, yes, we had a lot of intense battles. I think I won most of those.
Okay.
So tonight I might have to challenge him again.
He said you messed him up. You were yelling in his ear.
I wasn't yelling. See, he likes to say that, but when you make excuses, you know what really happened.
That's true. It's true. So what is it like reuniting with him here in New York after, you know, playing in Chicago?
Great. It's great to have a friend and a friend off the field, too, when you reunite on the field, and especially in the locker room as well.
So you guys, you recently said the Jets are out of sync. What is it going to take for them to be back on track?
Just a lot of hard work during practice and getting on the same page. And a lot of the mistakes that we made, you know, in the games, the key is to not make those mistakes going forward.
And you're adding another dimension to the offense by being, you know, a target also as a receiver. You've been targeted 11, you have 11 receptions, 83 yards this year. How does your presence affect the opposing defense?
Well, they have to prepare for you in the running game and the passing game as well. So, you know, that's the thing that I try to do is, you know, affect the game and both the passing game and the running game. So, you know, when you can do that, it obviously puts a lot of stress on the defense to cover everybody.
Right. Now, are you worried about overuse? Yeah, probably not, right?
No, I've never been. I've been asked that question my entire career, and it's always the same answer. I couldn't care less about, you know, being overused and all this other stuff. That's why you prepare for the game.
Yeah, I love that. I love to hear from that. Now, if my final question, you don't have to answer if you don't want to, but Revis, zero interceptions, zero passes defended, and quarterbacks are completing 81% against him this year. Is he still elite? Is Revis Island still open for business?
Definitely still elite. You know, you're an elite player like, you know, Darrell. He doesn't just, you know, fall off like that, so to speak. You know, at cornerback, you know, it's a tough position. He's been facing, you know, a lot of good receivers as well. I mean, they get paid too. And so people are going to have success sometimes on you. And, you know, I know he has the mental capability as well as the physical capability to come back from that.
Great. Okay, I'm Danielle McCartan. This is Matt Forte. Thank you very much. Have fun. See you in there.